Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus. I'm Sister Olga. I've got a lot of material to cover, so I want to get to it. And due to the lateness of the hour, this time of great distress or tribulation that we have entered, I'm going to discuss the imminent mark of the beast, that is the technology surrounding the mark, the different ways that it can come deceitfully, as well as the Bible verses that relate to the mark, that relate to the Antichrist, the tribulation, including the timing of the rapture, which is after the tribulation, post-tribulation, that means after the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. And then finally, I have some encouragement verses, which we all need right now. But the most important verse concerning the mark of the beast is as follows. It, that is the beast of the Antichrist, also forced all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads so that they could not buy or sell unless they had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of its name. This calls for wisdom. Let the person who is inside calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. That number is 666, and that's Revelation 13, 16 through 18. The Greek word for mark, as in mark of the beast, is karagma, which means scratch, stamp, or etching, and that is what the quantum dot tattoo is. This word karagma comes from the word karax, which means to sharpen to a point, like a palisade, which is a type of spike or stake. Back in the Apostle John's day, when he wrote the book of Revelation, or I should say the Holy Spirit speaking through the pen of the Apostle John, palisades were a fence of wooden stakes or iron railings fixed in the ground, forming an enclosure or defense. So it was a barricade made up of large pointed stakes sticking up. And there is a new type of vaccine delivery called a microneedle vaccine, and it is different from the hypodermic needle syringe type that we have all been seeing as of now, September 17th, 2021. This microneedle vaccine, also called a smart patch, is like a Band-Aid or a piece of Velcro that you can put on yourself, and it is a bunch of tiny rows of little spikes or microneedles, and the formulation is modeled in the snake fang. In fact, there is an article in Science Translational Medicine, Volume 11, from July of 2019, entitled The Snake Fang-Inspired Stamping Patch for transdermal, and transdermal is piercing the skin, for transdermal delivery of liquid formulations, and liquid formulations, as those are injections of liquid. If you go to YouTube and type in COVID-19 and microneedle, there are a lot of 2 to 3 minute videos, some from university laboratories, talking about this miraculous new vaccine delivery method. And the first video that pops up is from the National Institutes of Health. And on there, we see a certain Roderick Pettigrew, the director of bioengineering of this government alphabet agency. And he was stating that this microneedle vaccine is the key to the return to normalcy. And he talks about the benefits. It's shelf stable. It doesn't have to be refrigerated. So it's very useful in third world countries and hard to reach places. It can come to you in the mail. It's painless, no big needle. And you can put it on yourself like a Band-Aid. It's self-administering. And so it could come by mail or by FedEx or Amazon or UPS. And by the way, if you break down the word bioengineering, bio means life. An engineer as a verb means to design or build, to create. So related to this, there is an investor, Ray Kurzweil, who is involved in the transhumanist agenda to fuse humans with machines to create a sort of cyborg hybrid that is hooked up to artificial intelligence, that's AI, and that can be manipulated like a computer. And he said, and I paraphrase, he said, we are God because we can create. He said, God can create life. Well, we can create life too, so we are God. And in fact, there is an article, the Snake Fang Delivery System. This snake fang, based on the rear snake fangs, it can quickly inject venom into the tissue of its prey, and the prey, that's us. So in Acts 28, 3 verse 4, the word beast is pterion, and that means viper, which is a poisonous snake. But the same Greek term for beast is also used for both the Antichrist and the false prophet, and those are in respectively Revelation 13, 4 and Revelation 13, 11. So the actual Greek word meaning is a dangerous animal or a venomous wild beast, and that fits perfectly with the poisonous COVID injection that is being forced into the world by Bill Gates, who I believe is the Antichrist, and Fauci, the false prophet, who those are the two beasts of Revelation 13. And it's an interesting point to note, there is another Greek word related to the mark besides karagma and besides karax, which means sharpening to a point, and that Greek word is stigma. And the Greek word stigma is found in Galatians chapter 6, verse 17, and Revelation 13, 18. And in the former, it refers to the scars on Paul's body, that the scars that he got from serving Jesus. And stigma carried the meaning of a mark, dot, puncture, or generally a sign from the verb to puncture, as well as a mark from a pointed instrument, often as a sign of ownership, a mark, a brand, a tattoo. So think about the branding of a cattle. The ranch owner's name is often branded on the hindquarters of the cattle. And hematria, which is the Kabbalistic method of interpreting the Hebrew scriptures by computing numerical value of words based on the letter of the word vaccination adds up to 666. So there's that. Strong's Concordance gives stigma the following definition: a mark incised or punched for ownership, scar of ownership or service or badge of servitude. So if we look at the Greek letters, we see that 666 is represented with three letters, chi, xi, and stigma. The numeric value of these three Greek letters add up to 666. Not that we really need to know that detail to know to avoid this mark, but there are people who do ask, well, what about the 666? When you try to warn them about this quantum dot tattoo, this upcoming mark. Another side note is, why is it called a smart patch? And think of all the devices with the word smart. We have smart meter, smart phone, smart TV, smart appliances, smart grid, smart city. It is smart because it knows what you're doing. It can spy on you. So think about the words CIA, Central Intelligence Agency, intelligence smart. It's a spying agency. They're intelligent because they know what you're doing. So I Googled the definition of smart technology, and this is the first definition I saw. Smart technology means self-monitoring, analysis, and reporting technology. This technology is used to provide cognitive awareness. Now, that's a euphemism for spying. Cognitive awareness to objects by making use of advanced technologies like the Internet of Things, artificial intelligence, machine learning, and big data. These devices are weapons. In fact, notice the military terminology. Smart meters will be deployed. Vaccines will be rolled out. It sounds like tanks. Now, it is DARPA who was involved in this, and DARPA is the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, is a research and development agency of the United States Department of Defense, the Pentagon. And that should sound off alarm bells right there. Why is the military involved in the rollout of vaccines, since vaccines are for health, right? Well, according to a certain Dr. Lee Merritt, and I'm paraphrasing what she said that none of this makes sense unless and until you understand that they, the government, and not just our government, but the governments of the world, are at war with us, the people. They want to kill us. And I keep hearing people repeating over and over again, why would they do this? Why? So the reason the microneedle vaccine is smart is because of the hydrogel biosensors in it that can track you and read your bodily functions. This injection is not about medicine and immunity. It is about identity or marking and tracking. And I'll get to the hydrogel in a minute. But there is a certain James Corbett, an investigative journalist of the Corbett Report. He did a four-part series entitled Who is Bill Gates? Wherein he talks about how Bill Gates conquered the global healthcare industry. And when you hear the word conquer, think of the rider on the white horse who was bent on conquest of Revelation chapter 6. That's the opening of the first seal, the rider of the white horse. So Bill Gates conquered the global healthcare industry, which is the Trojan horse through which the mark of the beast is coming. And it is under the guise of health and safety. It's not about immunity. It's about the tracking and the population. And it's interesting to note that the symbol for the latest Delta and Lambda variants is the pyramid, which is a big symbol for the occult. Now, they could have gone to other Greek letters in the alphabet, but they jumped several letters to get to Delta and Lambda. And that pyramid is a big symbol for the occult and Satanism. And it is also the same symbol on the dollar bill under the all-seeing eye of Lucifer with the words Novus Ordo Seclorum, which means New World Order. And the New World Order has always been about the Great Reset or the New Normal or Agenda 21, which is now becoming Agenda 30, which is referred to in the Bible as the distress of those days of Matthew 24:29 or the Great Tribulation. So this all-seeing eye in the sky can spy on us with this smart technology, this AI, this artificial intelligence, which is why 5G is so important to connect us to this all-tracking grid. The devil is a copycat. Whatever God has created or spoken, the devil comes along and creates his counterfeit. And it is written about God. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. And that's Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14. So in this beast system, by way of the quantum dot tattoo, coming in on the coattails of one of the COVID vaccines, connecting us to the artificial intelligence, every single human being on the planet will be marked, cataloged, and tracked. And this snake fang patch will deliver the luciferase to tie you into the Microsoft cryptocurrency system using body activity data. And the patent number for that is 2020, is an ID Alliance 2020, the year 2020, 060606. to make you a slave to their system, and finances will be attached to this. So this body mining, a central computer will give a command or task to perform. And if the person performs the task, he will be rewarded with cryptocurrency. And there has been talk of a social credit system like they have in China. If a person does not comply with the command and perform the task, then the social credit score is reduced. No cryptocurrency is awarded, and the non-compliant is barred from access to certain aspects of society. And Bill Gates has said that transactions could be blocked in this new digital system. Now, this injection, it's not really a vaccine. It's a depopulation jab, and it alters our DNA with the hydrogel biosensors. And the hydrogel is like little microscopic robots or nanobots or nanotechnology or liquid robotics. They have many different words for the same thing, and that's done on purpose to confuse us. So as the CEO for Moderna said, as well as other authoritative sources, this injection is an operating system, so you will be a receiver and an antenna. So these injections that have been rolled out so far are not the mark of the beast, because people who do not have them are able to still buy and sell. Nonetheless, they are linked to the mark since they are part of a series of continuous and upcoming COVID vaccines, be it a booster or a new COVID vaccine, one of which will have the mark attached to it. So they are going in increments and steps. And this is very slippery because the mark of the beast will be riding on the coattails of one of the COVID vaccines. If it's the next one or the one after that, I don't know. Furthermore, because of the hydrogel biosensors, when activated, your emotions, behavior, and et cetera can be manipulated. So you are more prone to take the mark of the beast, the proof of vaccination quantum dot tattoo on your body to buy and sell. If you've had one of the injections, it doesn't mean you have to take the next one. It doesn't mean you have to get the mark of the beast, but you are more prone to take it. But if you have taken it, don't take any more. And not only that, these injections alter our God-given DNA, which is an abomination. It's blasphemy. So the graphene oxide and ferritin, which is iron, found in this hydrogel are extremely magnetic and make the recipient, injectee, a walking antenna and able to be hooked up to the 5G cloud and to be a receiver of all sorts of commands. And I heard in one account, I didn't verify this, but I do find it plausible, that graphene can make a computer work 1,000 times faster, and it is electrically conducive, which is perfect for hooking up to 5G. Now, one of the Corbett reports, James Corbett, I remember him saying that the elites view us when we get it connected to artificial intelligence and we become transformed into a new hybrid, the current humans are going to be as intelligent and useful as a house cat. That's what they said. But now we have the Internet of Things, which are different smart devices can communicate with one another. So that's the Internet of Things. Now we're going to have the Internet of Bodies, which is where all of our bodies are to be a part of one big hive mind consciousness and all connected. We'll be one, and that's kind of new age there. This is why 5G is so important to them and why it is being so promoted and so pushed. And it goes with the transhumanist agenda to fuse man and machine, creating a hybrid cyborg. And it makes the injectee of the hydrogel trackable, programmable, and manipulatable. So furthermore, about this graphene, there is 666. So graphene is made up of carbon that has 6 proteins, 6 neutrons, and 6 electrons. But that's not all. The shape of the graphene is that of a hexagon, and these hexagons adhere to each other in groups of 3 by a sigma bond, creating yet another 666, and within that, a 6-pointed star, which is the hexagram, one of the most powerful symbols in witchcraft and Satanism. And according to Dr. Carrie Madej on her video entitled Human 2.0, which you can find on Brighteon, a brand new 2 platform, and other videos she has done about hydrogel, the human genome is altered and we become a genetically modified hybrid organism. Now, the Supreme Court has ruled that a genetically modified organism is able to be patented, and the new organism, a tomato or corn or whatever it is, belongs to the owner of the patent. So think back to stigma, which means scar of ownership or badge of servitude. Connect the dots. So the following will be the mark of the beast. The scannable, invisible to the naked eye, quantum dot tattoo as proof of vaccination delivered along with the microneedle vaccine, the smart patch, will be the mark of the beast. Not the hypodermic needle or syringe that they've been using up till now, September 17th, 2021. It looks like a Band-Aid, and it can be self-administered. The quantum dot tattoo will use luciferous enzyme that makes microneedles, a smart patch, glow under a smartphone app or a scanner or a special light. It is not about identity, it's about marking and tracking. And by the way, I heard from a reliable source that they're currently installing certain special lights up in the utility poles or the telephone poles that can detect and scan this mark and make it visible. So, but by these lights, they'll be able to tell who's had it or not, according to what I heard. So, but you won't be held down and forced that way. But as Windows Central said about their worldwide digital ID, non-participants will be enabled to buy or sell goods or services. So people who don't get it won't be able to buy and sell. Your financial transactions will be blocked. So if you take this mark to quote-unquote get back to normal, you'll go to the lake of fire, according to Revelation 14, 9 through 12. The elites call it our digital ID, immunity passport, health pass, proof of vaccination, whatever. The Bible calls it the mark of the beast. And that's in Revelation 13, 16 through 17. So the current paper vaccination record card, that's the proof of vaccination now. That was given to those who have taken the hypodermic needle injection. That will be replaced with the vaccination record on the body. Now, right now, it's a little white card, and sometimes it's a phone app. But the next step is going to be the vaccination record on the body via the microneedle smart patch. And Bill Gates went to MIT, and he paid them to develop this technology. And also, there's a specialized dye delivered along with the vaccine that could enable on-patient storage. And there's an article in the Scientific American about invisible ink that could reveal whether kids have been vaccinated. Now, this invisible ink is luciferase. And that is Bill Gates' mark of the beast. And there's also an article in December 2019 at MIT of storage of vaccination records on the body. So there's plenty of articles out there on the World Wide Web. The technology is there, and we got to dig into it, and the information's there if you want to research it, which we need to do because the mark of the beast is coming through the technology. Sometimes people say, oh, you shouldn't deviate from the Bible. Well, I'm sticking to the Bible. However, we have to know what the technology and science is because the mark of the beast is coming through the technology. For your information, starting the week of September 20th, 2021, boosters for the double vaccinated people will begin for those 8 months after an individual second dose. And that was an article in Reuters. And now, could that be the booster? Could that booster be the microneedle vaccine? I don't know. But everything I've presented so far is part of the ID 2020 Alliance. And there is an article from Windows Central entitled Microsoft ID 2020 Alliance, Universal Digital Identification and You. Will it become a global mandate? And this is a quote. As more and more transactions become digital in nature and are built around a single global identification standard supported by Microsoft, that's Bill Gates, the question of who will govern this evolving global community and economy becomes relevant. And listen to this part, especially since non-participants in this system would be unable to buy or sell goods or services. So this mark will be on the right hand or forehead. And hand, when the New Testament was written, can include anything from the finger to the wrist to the forearm to the arm. And that is important to know. And that means that the location of the mark is not restricted to how we typically understand the word hand now. Again, those facts mean the mark of the beast could possibly be the finger, the fingertip, the forearm, the wrist, and still be considered the hand. And another possibility besides the hand is the forehead and will most likely be invisible to the naked eye, but visible under a certain smartphone app or infrared light because of luciferase, which produces the bioluminescence. Such is the quantum dot tattooed to the body, and such will be the proof of vaccination needed to buy and sell. And there is no one saved, always saved, or eternal security. The Bible uses the word forced, but that does not mean you will be held down and forced that way. So people are going to be more and more squeezed. Right now in Slovenia, that's in Eastern Europe, you cannot buy gasoline without proof of vaccination. In China, the Chinese are banned from many public places like schools and hospitals without proof of vaccination. And I'm not sure about shopping malls, but I think I heard that as well. Many jobs here in the U.S., in particular healthcare workers and federal workers, have vaccine mandates that have already come or are coming. In Australia, the opening of COVID quarantine facilities has been openly discussed on the news. And in Canada, there's a brutal police state going on right now in Canada, also in Australia. So in the Australian news, they're openly talking about COVID quarantine facilities. One name is Howard Springs, and there's another one that's called Well Camp. I think that's the name of it. So they're very bold and open about this. Since we learn in other scriptures that a great innumerable multitude will overcome the beast and his mark by being slain, and that's in Revelation 7, 9 through 14, then apparently there must be free will to resist and refuse the mark. Those overcomers did not receive the mark, Revelation 14, 9 and 14, 11. Hence, though they were forced, they were still able to refuse receiving it. They were free to choose captivity and death, Revelation 13, 10, overtaking the mark. And this is a very important verse. They overcame him. This is how we get the victory. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. That's Revelation 12:11. Again, they were not physically overpowered, though they were forced. And by forced, I mean severely pressured, squeezed with their back against the wall, bullied, intimidated. They did overcome in their personal test, uniquely given to all Christians of the last generation. And certainly not as authoritative of God's word is the language of ID 2020 itself. And it states, especially since non-participants in the system would be able to buy or sell goods or services. So the term non-participants also shows that not everyone will receive the mark of the beast, though they were forced. That's because there are participants that consent to it, and there are non-participants that choose captivity and death. By the way, it is very encouraging that a great multitude will overcome the beast and his mark, that will reject it and will be slain as faithful martyrs for rejecting that mark. So now on the news and the mainstream platforms, the elites that are pushing this injection are not using the terms buy and sell because they know people like us are looking for that terminology. Instead, they use expressions like participate in society, to be able to travel, to board an airplane, to get back to normal, to attend large gatherings, to go back to school, to return to work, no jab, no job. But is that not a roundabout, indirect way, a deceitful way of saying buy and sell? Because all those things are commerce. So there's going to be a lot of deceit surrounding the mark of the beast. And by the way, I have been witnessing to people about the mark of the beast since about April or May of 2020. And I approach strangers during the course of my day while I run errands, and I have tracts with pictures of this technology. And I explain it to them, and I show them the pictures. And I have had countless conversations with people in parking lots and grocery stores and Lowe's and gas stations, et cetera. Many people have said in particular that Christians will know it's the mark of the beast. They will recognize it for sure. And that is another big stumbling block for a lot of people. And I think that is because of the extremely deceptive and misleading Christian end times movies that have come out. And I'll get to that in a minute. But first of all, I would like to share some verses about the Antichrist, how he gets his power from the devil, who is the father of lies. And that's why there's going to be a lot of deceit surrounding this thing, because it's the father of lies. So the verse for 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 about the deception also proves that the rapture will be post-tribulation, and that is coming after the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. So this is the deceit verses. Concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to him, we ask you, brothers and sisters, not to become easily unsettled or alarmed by the teaching allegedly from us, whether by a prophecy or by word of mouth or by letter, asserting that the day of the Lord has already come. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day, that's our being gathered unto him, and that lines up with Mark chapter 13, for that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the man doomed to destruction. The man of lawlessness is the beast, the Antichrist, the little horn of Daniel, the man of sin. Jumping down to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11, the coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with how Satan works. He will use all sorts of displays of power through signs and wonders that serve the lie and all the ways that wickedness deceives those who are perishing. They perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie and so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth but have delighted in wickedness. This powerful delusion, that describes perfectly the stupor that people are in right now. And I think a lot of that has to do with the television, watching television all the time. Now, what are those signs that the Bible is talking about in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2? The Bible does not specify. Following us, some more verses that show the deceit that is around the mark of the beast and its issuance and around the Antichrist. Here's another verse. Because of the signs, it, that's the false prophet, was given power to perform on behalf of the first beast, that's the Antichrist. It deceived the inhabitants of the earth. That's Revelation 13:14. That is the verse right before the verse about causing all people to receive the mark of the beast needed to buy and sell. And here's another verse. But the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet who had performed the miraculous signs on his behalf. With these signs, he had deluded those who had received the mark of the beast and worshipped his image. The two of them were thrown alive into the fiery lake of burning sulfur, Revelation 19:20. And soon enough, I'm going to share some Bible verses to encourage and strengthen us, because I know we need that. So people say, oh, we're going to recognize it's the mark. Well, no, they won't. according to these verses. And then there are the misleading quote-unquote Christian movies, previews and movie posters and book covers that depict the end times as grandiose with explosions, that the Antichrist will be revealed on the world stage in great pomp and ceremony, and that the taking of the mark will be a grandiose public event with declarations of allegiance and a pledge of allegiance and a public bowing down. So the devil is a deceiver. Worship can be much more subtle than that. And the Greek word translated worship, as some will give to the beast and his image, is proskuneo. And that Greek word means to kiss like a dog, licking his master's hand, to fawn or crouch to prostrate oneself in homage to do reverence to adore. So the worship connected with the mark of the beast can be very subtle, as shown by the meaning of the actual word itself. It does not necessarily mean swearing to follow a false god or making a public declaration or pledge of allegiance or bowing down to a big statue like they did Daniel's day when people were bowing down to the big statue of Nebuchadnezzar. So a point of confusion for some may be concerning, another point of confusion for some may be concerning the angelic warning in Revelation 14:9-12 that says to not take the mark of the beast. Now, the Greek term for angel means messenger. So consequently, that messenger could possibly mean the collective corporate body of Christ, that is Christians around the world that are giving out that warning to not take the mark of the beast. So it does not have to be an angel like Gabriel who appeared to Zechariah or to Mary, or it doesn't have to be some winged being flying around the sky making proclamations. And here are some ways that the mark can come deceitfully. It might come to you through the mail and just be mentioned as a painless booster COVID vaccine with no mention whatsoever that an invisible to the naked eye mark is being placed on your body at the same time as the vaccine. And the bodily mark might be presented as merely your proof of vaccination ID with no mention of the consequences or privilege granted from receiving it. It is also possible that the bodily proof of vaccination connection to currency will occur sometime after people take the invisible quantum dot tattoo mark placed in the body. So don't expect an obvious announcement at the time that the mark will be needed to buy and sell. And by the way, that lines up with a presentation with Dr. Naomi Wolf. She was on Fox News, and she's been on some other interviews, and she's been talking about how PayPal and our finances could be attached to this vaccine platform after it is already put in the body. Now, she doesn't discuss any spiritual consequences of this, but it is interesting, and she's knowledgeable about this matter. She's the CEO of a tech company, and she said that the vaccine passport can provide a platform and the currency could be added after. Now, that would be another way to trick people, because people are expecting an announcement. This is to buy and sell. It's the mark of the beast. But the devil's not going to come out and have it announce that this is the mark of the beast. You need this to buy and sell. If you take it, you'll be damned. So lots of ways. Another way is that it is possible that the dollar will not be crashed before the mark of the beast arrives. It could be crashed before or after. I don't know. It is also possible the mark could grant people access to venues of lesser importance first. These are your non-essentials, such as a fitness center and a sports gathering, and then afterwards could be connected to one's currency in order to buy or sell, you know, things that are more necessary like rent and food. It is possible the microneedle smart patch COVID vaccine will be presented as just another hypodermic needle type. But when people arrive at their local pharmacy, their CVS, or Walgreens, or their local vaccination center to receive it, the vaccine offered instead will be the microneedle smart patch, thereby placing the scannable mark on the body. So it can be put on like a Band-Aid, but there's also a type of like applicator that you can pull back and put it on. But it's still a smart patch with a bunch of little spikes. Also, don't believe that some major obvious worldwide announcement revealing the Antichrist must precede the issuance of the mark. And despite the action of end-time movies, there does not necessarily have to be a military invasion or bombs going off or boots on the ground or tanks rolling down the street for the mark of the beast to be issued. That could happen, but it doesn't have to be. That could be another deceit. People are saying it's too quiet for the mark of the beast to come out. Where are the tanks? Where are the bombs? Just like in the movies. Well, the movies are deceitful. So again, there is nothing in the Bible that says the Antichrist must be revealed before the mark or that he will be revealed with great pomp and ceremony where he will be crowned and named world leader where everyone will know it's the Antichrist. But what if he has been revealed already? And I think he has. I read and I heard that the New World Order, or whatever they call it, was made official on March 11, 2020. And that is a big Masonic number, by the way, 311, March 11 is 33. At that time, Bill Gates came out and stated that in order for the world to go back to normal, 7 billion people would have to be vaccinated. He has conquered global health care. Think of the rider on the white horse of Revelation 6. governments listened to him. He funded MIT to do the research for the quantum dot tattoo, which will provide the bodily proof of vaccination, which will be the mark. His fingers are in everything from dimming the sun. He wants to let off a big balloon of calcium carbonate into the stratosphere to dim the sun, which is going to be a disaster for all of life on the planet. He's bought up a lot of the farmland. He wants to get rid of cows and meat in favor of lab-grown meat, and he wants us to eat insect larvae, soldier fly larvae, which is maggots. He's behind lab-grown, lab-created breast milk and a creation of drinking water from sewage and sludge and fecal matter when we have primary water in the earth. And there is, on the StopTheCrime.net, Deborah Tavares talks about how we have primary water in the earth. So they're lying to us, telling us that water only comes from rainfall. But I believe lots of other stuff adding up that this rider on the white horse is also the Antichrist, and that he has been revealed, and I believe that's Bill Gates. And his spokesman, his mouthpiece, Fauci, I believe is the false prophet, and he is constantly on the news spewing out his lies and pushing the injection agenda. And it is like the Bible says, he, speaking of the false prophet, he looks like a lamb, but he speaks like a dragon, and that describes Fauci to a T. And more about the 666, Bill Gates III in all caps. His name in ASCII adds up to 666, and Bill Gates comes out to 663, and then you add 3 because he is the third, Bill Gates the third. So ASCII is the American Standard Code for Information Interchange. It's the language of computers, so there's that as well. And as far as societal conditions are concerned, we should be looking at the seals rather than the trumpets. The trumpets are about rocks of fire coming through the sky, and we don't know what that is. It could be rockets or bombs. It could be a comet or a meteor. We don't know what that is. But the seals of Revelation chapter 6 are much more relatable and provide a much better description of societal conditions. So I believe that the first two seals have been opened and that we are on the precipice of the third seal. So here are the verses. I watched as the Lamb opened the first of seven seals. Then I heard one of the four living creatures say in a voice like thunder, "Come." I looked, and there before me was a white horse. Its rider held a bow, and he was given a crown, and he rode out as a conqueror bent on conquest. Bow is arrow, and that comes from the Greek word toxon, from which we get our word toxic, poison. So think about that. What is something sharp like an arrow, like a bow, that is being injected to people full of poison? And then also the word corona. He was given a crown. Well, crown in Latin as well as Spanish is corona. Now, he has conquered global health care, which is the Trojan horse through which they are introducing this global transhumanist tracking system. Then another horse came out. This is the second seal. Then another horse came out, a fiery red one. Its rider was given power to take peace from the earth and to make men slay each other. To him was given a large sword. Slay in the Greek can also mean not just kill, but also maim or wound. And the trauma is the Greek word for wound. So we have this now with this poisonous graphene oxide injection. People are being maimed and wounded and killed, and certainly there is trauma surrounding this. And when the Lamb opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, "Come." I looked, and there before me was a black horse. Its rider was holding a pair of scales in his hand. Then I heard what sounded like a voice among the four living creatures saying, 2 pounds of wheat for a day's wages and 6 pounds of barley for a day's wages, and do not damage the oil and the wine. That is hyperinflation and food scarcity. That is famine. Now, here are some verses that describe this beast system. The fourth beast is a fourth kingdom that will appear on earth. It will be different from all the other kingdoms and will devour the whole earth, trampling it down and crushing it. That is Daniel chapter 7, verse 23. Now, the Bible does not identify the fourth beast, nor does it name the seven kings and the 10 horns. But from what I can see, the beast is described. And the beast is both a system and a man. Now, a man is identified as the man of sin in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And he is also thrown along with the false prophet into the lake of fire in Revelation 20, verse 10. Now, that refutes the idea that people may have that the Antichrist is Satan in the flesh. No, the Antichrist does get his power from the devil, but he is a man. And quite a few people, I guess, because of books that were written about end times, these books, like the movies, are full of unscriptural notions. So a lot of people think that the beast system is the Roman Empire or Rome or the Vatican. But I believe that the beast system is the vast monster technology empire, the fourth industrial revolution called the Great Reset, where Klaus Schwab, who was the head of the World Economic Forum, he wrote a book entitled COVID-19 and the Great Reset. He declared, "You will own nothing and you will be happy." I guess we'll be happy when we get our hydrogel, we're manipulated by the hydrogel. And this is a quote from the World Economic Forum. The fourth industrial revolution, fourth beast, represents a fundamental change in the way we live, work, and relate to one another. It is a new chapter in human development enabled by extraordinary technology advances commensurate with those of the first, second, and third industrial revolutions. These advances are merging the physical, digital, and biological worlds in ways that create both huge promise and potential peril. And this is the transhumanist agenda. This is merging humans and machines. This is merging the biological human beings with the digital. That's with machines. So that's the transhumanist agenda. And I believe that that is the beast system. Okay, going back to the verses describing the Antichrist, the beast. He will become very strong, but not by his own power. He will cause astounding devastation. It will succeed in whatever he does. He will destroy those who are mighty, the holy people. That's Daniel 8:24. And Bill Gates has done astounding devastation over the decades with his vaccine. He has crippled more children and sterilized more people and caused more death and injury with his injections. He will cause deceit to prosper and truth to be thrown to the ground. That's also in Daniel chapter 7 and 8, I believe. Isn't that what's happening now with doctors who speak out against this depopulation jab being threatened and people being censored and deplatformed, not to mention the nonstop lies in media? People are so brainwashed by the television, and they are under the powerful delusion spoken of in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. For then there will be great distress, unequal from the beginning of the world until now, and never to be equaled again. That's Matthew chapter 24, 21. It was given power to wage war against God's holy people and to conquer them, and it was given authority over every tribe, people, language, and nation. That's Revelation chapter 13, 7. If anyone is to go into captivity, that's quarantine, into captivity they will go. If anyone is to be killed with the sword, they will be killed. This calls for patient endurance and faithfulness on the part of God's people. Revelation 13, 10. Note the word captivity. That Greek word translated captivity comes from the base Greek word aimalosia, which means prisoner of war. Such a definition implies or suggests that a war is being raged now by the elites and is connected to the war in the saints. And that's in Revelation 13, 7. And here's a verse that speaks to me, a verse from Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 6. And you, son of man, do not be afraid of them or their words. Do not be afraid, though briars and thorns are with you, and you sit on scorpions. Do not be afraid of their words, nor be dismayed by their looks, for they are a rebellious house. Now, I believe that the toughest time for us is going to be when we're taken from our homes. Now, we could very well get stopped on the highway by some kind of checkpoint or taken away from our homes, but that is going to be the toughest time for us. And we need to stand firm and, like I just read, not be afraid of them, though you sit on scorpions. And it is very important. James said, be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Put a guard over your mouth and don't speak. It is better not to speak than to lie, because there is no such thing as a white lie. Jesus said in Revelation 21:8 that all liars will have their part in the lake of fire. So you don't have to answer these goons when they interrogate you. It's better not to say anything. At this hour, we are in Revelation chapter 6, which is about the seals and the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Also, Luke chapter 21, Mark 13, and Matthew 24 are all coincide and reinforce Revelation chapter 6. We are in the Great Tribulation now, which is also known as the distress of those days, referred to in Matthew 24, 29. And the mark of the beast is getting very close, as is paradise for the faithful. So this is a test for the whole world. So hold on, Jesus said, I am coming soon. Hold on to what you have so that no one will take your crown, Revelation 3:11. Now, we do not know when the Antichrist starts to reign, but we do know that his reign will only last for 42 months, and that's in Revelation 13:5. And it will be terminated, the Antichrist's reign will be terminated when Jesus returns to the Mount of Olives to set up his 1,000-year reign, and that is mentioned in Revelation 19:19-21 and Revelation 20. Now, that should be encouraging that the reign of the Antichrist will only be for 42 months. Now, I've noticed on a lot of different platforms that doctors and scientists and even professing Christians who speak out against these injections and some who even connect them to the mark of the beast, they speak as though this world system is going to go on forever and ever. And they'll say things like, if we come together and we do X, Y, and Z, we can stop them, we can beat this. And they talk about future generations, but they seem to be completely oblivious that the Bible states that the reign of the Antichrist, which includes the tribulation period, is only 42 months. So the reign of the Antichrist does include, I believe, the tribulation period. But I do know that the Antichrist reign is 42 months, like the Bible says. and we are on the time of great distress now, but does the rain start at the first seal when it's opened, or does it start when the War of the Saints start, when we go into captivity? So I'm not really certain. It's better for us if it starts at seal one, but I'm not really sure. The Bible doesn't specify when it starts. But this beast train system is unstoppable, and this has been foretold in the Bible, and events will unfold just as the Bible has said. So the beast was given a mouth to utter proud words and blasphemies and to exercise its authority for 42 months. There it is, Revelation 13:5. So this is the great tribulation, but after the distress of these days is paradise for the faithful overcomers. To die in Christ is gain, and to die in Christ you must die with a pure heart, as it is written in Matthew 5:8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. What is determinative of a person's final entrance into the kingdom, into heaven, when their spirit departs their body, is what is their spiritual condition at the end of their life? Because there is no one saved, always saved. Jesus was telling the disciples before he sent them out to preach the word and heal the sick and cast out the demons and cleanse the lepers. He said, all men will hate you because of me, but he who endures to the end will be saved. And that's Matthew 10:22. And not everyone who starts with Jesus will stay with him. Now, one of the scariest passages concerning our judgment is the following. From everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked. That's Luke 12:48. So now is the time to make things right, if you have to, and get busy doing the Lord's will. Time is very short. So think big picture, think eternity. This life isn't all there is. The Apostle Paul wrote, I am torn between the two, for to me, to live is Christ and to die is gain. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far. And that's Philippians 1:21 through 23. So a lot of people are not prepared spiritually or otherwise to face what's coming. And one big stumbling block is the pre-trib rapture myth. Now, I can see from YouTube comments and from my numerous witnessing encounters that I've had with people that most people are completely clueless about the lateness of the hour. And they say that this, and when I say this, I'm not talking about the hypodermic needle syringe that has been rolled out as of now, September 17th, 2021, but about the microneedle vaccine with the quantum dot tattoo, and I showed them the pictures of it. They say, well, this can't be the mark of the beast because the rapture hasn't happened. Hasn't occurred yet, and some other things need to happen first. You know, like what about the third temple, and what about the third angel, and what about this? And these things need to happen first. Now, a person can be a true believer and believe in a pre-trib rapture, but a heart that loves and seeks truth should not stay in the spot where they believe that Jesus is coming back before things get really bad. That is before the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. So the Bible supports a post-trib gathering unto him, which is the rapture. Of course you want to get out of here and go be in paradise, but this is a test. And the pre-trib rapture is a false hope and a deceitful snare because people who face the mark of the beast will not recognize it because they'll be thinking, this can't be the mark because I'm still here. And the pre-trib rapture lie never had a chance to hurt people in the past who are dead and gone, those who died in the Lord, those who died pure in heart and whose race is now over. But now for this generation, it is a deadly snare because of the hour we're in. And again, there's going to be a lot of deceit surrounding the issuance of the mark because that's how the devil operates. And in a minute, I'll share the Bible verses that prove a post-tribulation rapture. But the truth is, the rapture of the church is the same as the gathering unto the Lord. And it is clear that the timing after the tribulation, according to Mark 13:24-27, that a gathering unto him, the rapture, occurs after the tribulation. So that is the moment when Jesus comes for the saints. But then the Lord's return to earth is a separate event, and that will occur at Revelation 19. That's when the Lord is coming back with the saints, his called, chosen, and faithful, obedient followers. So there are two events there. And people say, oh, the church won't be here, because in Revelation 1 through 4, it mentions the churches, the letters to the churches, and that is not a prophetic passage. But the church is mentioned, that the church is there in the prophetic passages, but they just don't use the word church. The church is there, but it's not called the church. So the church will be here during the tribulation, is here now, because we're in the tribulation now, except they're not called the church. They're referred to as God's holy people. That's Revelation 13:7. God's people, Revelation 13:10. The saints, that's Daniel 7:25. Those who keep God's command and hold fast to their testimony about Jesus, that's Revelation 12:17. And the people of God who keep his commands and remain faithful to Jesus, that's Revelation 14:12. So those are two separate events, the rapture and then Jesus' return. So the pre-trib rapture is clearly unscriptural and according to their teaching should have already happened by now since we're in the tribulation already. Now about the third temple in Jerusalem, animal sacrifices came to a halt in March of 2020 in Jerusalem. Things have been happening in Jerusalem that they don't want us to know about. They had been doing animal sacrifices for a couple of years, and back in 2017, a New Zealand architect visiting Jerusalem named Gilchrist saw what looked like the building of a foundation for a temple underground, and he made some noise about it, and the Times of Israel basically responded to his noise. They said, pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. And by the way, when I saw animal sacrifices being performed in Jerusalem, not in person, but online on YouTube, it was Israeli News 24. It was an open air. It was by the Wailing Wall or over by the holy area, and it was a altar that they could assemble and disassemble and reassemble with stones, and they sacrificed the animal on it. So they got the altar ready to go, and they've been sacrificing on it. That maybe they've been in the underground temple, if it exists. But there is a lot of deceit surrounding this thing, and we cannot take anything they say at face value. Leland Jones spoke of an underground temple on YouTube, but he did not show proof. He just showed diagrams, and it seemed very plausible and very believable. It would be hard to show proof because everything is so painstakingly kept under wraps. They know people are watching for this and they want it hidden. Another thing, a half shekel temple coin was minted in 2018. And this is significant because back in Old Testament times, the Israelite men paid a half a shekel to enter the temple to sacrifice. So regardless of what is going on in Jerusalem or whether the temple described in Daniel chapter 9 is a building or an altar or even the human body, just do not get a mark on your physical body needed to buy and sell or to get back to normal, which is a deceitful, underhanded way of saying buy and sell. I mean, you don't want to take a chance with your eternal soul. There's no forgiveness for taking the mark. But at this point, people just need to know not to put a mark on their body, especially one that grants certain privileges. On Brand New Tube, a much less censored platform, back in February, early March of 2020, a few people in Israel were talking about the medical apartheid there. In fact, one woman said they're close to killing us being the non-vaccinated. And then all of a sudden, these testimonies just stopped. I can't find anything about it. And usually more people will jump on a bandwagon, like more doctors and nurses will come out against the jab. There have been, interviews granted by a funeral director, and people come out and speak more and more. But now there's silence. It's crickets. So it kind of makes you what's going on. And Israel will be the first fruits, according to Revelation 14:1-5, that is the first fruits to get martyred or beheaded for rejecting the vax, the mark of the beast, or proof of vaccination idea in the physical body needed to buy and sell. So the following verses apply. When the dragon saw that he had been hurled to the earth, he pursued the woman, that's Israel. The woman in Revelation is the symbol of Israel, who had given birth to the male child, that's Revelation 12:13. Then the dragon was enraged at the woman and went off to wage war against the rest of her offspring, those who keep God's command and hold fast their testimony about Jesus, that's Revelation 12:17. So you see the church is here during the tribulation period. They, the elites who control the media and the news, have been distracting us with all sorts of TV circuses and scandals and elections and fraud trials. They had a big fraud trial about Benjamin Netanyahu, and none of it comes to anything, while they inch closer and closer to the mark of the beast. So maybe the beast reign will start with the war on the saints, and that's Revelation 13:7, cross-referenced Daniel 7:25, when we get taken into quarantine, which is a euphemism for captivity, for not getting the mark. But that is not a definite, or maybe it started at the opening of the first seal, which, as I said earlier, that would be better for us. But the first two seals have indeed been opened, and we are at the precipice of seal number 3, which is hyperinflation and food scarcity. Now, the rapture comes after the tribulation, the mark of the beast and the Antichrist, the distress of those days. And I read one verse, but I'm going to reread it a little bit. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day, or being gathered into him, the rapture, will not come until the rebellion, which is the falling away or apostasy, occurs, and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the man doomed to destruction. The 2 Thessalonians 2:3. At the sixth seal, there will be changes in the sun, moon, and stars. Then we see the Son of Man coming on the clouds. That's the rapture, and that's in Luke 21, Mark 13, Revelation chapter 6, and Matthew 24, verse 29. So immediately after the distress, That's the tribulation. Immediately after the distress of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. Then will appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then peoples of the earth will mourn when they see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. He will send his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds and from one end of the heavens to the other. Matthew 24:29-31. And there's a very similar verse in Mark 13. The mark of the beast is somewhere between the third and fourth seals. At the fourth seal, one-fourth of the earth will die by sword, famine, pestilence, and wild beasts. And that's Revelation chapter 6, verse 8. Sword in the Greek can mean a broad type of blade like a cutlass or any weapon of the type. That's a guillotine. And look into the Noahide laws. We can deduce the timing of the mark of the beast by reading the following seal, the fifth seal. When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain because of the word of God and the testimony they had maintained. So the martyred saints are already in heaven at that point for refusing the mark. So line that verse up with Revelation 20, verse 4. And here we read, and I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of their testimony about Jesus and because of the word of God. They had not worshipped the beast or its image and had not received its mark on their foreheads or their hands. They came to life and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Noahide laws are the Jewish laws for non-Jews, which are applied from the Babylonian Talmud. These Jewish rules for Gentiles violate freedom of speech and freedom of religion. So according to the Noahide laws, idolatry and blasphemy are forbidden. But blasphemy and idolatry include a belief in the Trinity, which is Christianity. Hence, believing and proclaiming that Jesus is God is idolatry, which according to the Noahide laws dictate that the penalty is death by decapitation. And President Trump and Biden and the several presidents before them have signed off on these Noahide laws, which were initially snuck into the American law via the Education Act and voted in on a weekend or a holiday where there is barely anyone in Congress. And that is in House Journal HJ Resolution 104, which designates March 26, 1991 as Education Day USA. And that was talking about a particular rabbi and bringing in the Noahide laws. So they've got the guillotines now. And back in May of 2020, the Canadian government put in a bid for hydraulic guillotines. And there was an article in Natural News about it with a print screen of the government bid, which was later changed on their site to a bid for a paper cutter so people wouldn't catch wind of it. But Mike Adams over there at Natural News figured they would take it down. So he did a print screen of it, and he put it on there. And then, if I remember correctly, I think I looked back on the Canadian government site and I saw that it was guillotines because I looked at it to verify. And then later on, they did change it. They changed it to paper cutters. So the mark of the beast, I think I looked it up if I remember correctly, but the mark of the beast, which will be universally issued around the entire world, must not be received under any circumstances, even by Christians. And a lot of people say, well, isn't all sin the same? Sin is sin. So a lot of people say with that, you know, all sin is the same, but that's a lie. We've heard that 1,000 times. It's a lie from the devil. And the scripture goes on to say that all who take the mark will be tormented with burning sulfur. And that's Revelation 14:9-12. And there's no chance to repent from that sin. That is eternal sin. So let's look at the second extremely important verse about the mark of the beast. A third angel followed them and said in a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast in its image and receives its mark on their forehead or on their hand, they too will drink the wine of God's fury, which has been poured full strength into the cup of his wrath. They will be tormented with burning sulfur in the presence of the holy angels and of the Lamb, and the smoke of their torment will rise forever and ever. There will be no rest day or night for those who worship the beast and its image, or for anyone who receives the mark of its name. This calls for patient endurance on the part of the people of God who keep his commands and remain faithful to Jesus. That's Revelation 14:9. So how can we overcome? How can we get the victory? And we can. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Daniel in chapter 3, we read about the gigantic statue that Nebuchadnezzar had built to himself. And everyone was commanded the following. As soon as you hear the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, and pipe, and all kinds of music, you must fall down and worship the image of gold that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. Well, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to him, King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up. And this is the attitude that we need to have if we are going to overcome. We have to be like a pit bull about this. And Job is another one. Just before the very end of his excruciating test he went through, he said about God, though he may slay me, I will still put my trust in him. So we know what is coming, and we know how to overcome, and we just have to stand firm and steadfast in it. And it is to our spiritual advantage to know what is coming and to know how to overcome. That is an advantage. So this will be a time of great betrayal. According to Mark 13:9-13, the context is these end times. You must be on your guard. You will be handed over to the local councils and flogged in the synagogues. On account of me, you will stand before governors and kings as witnesses to them. And the gospel must first be preached to all nations. Wherever you are arrested and brought to trial, do not worry beforehand about what to say. Just say whatever is given to you at the time, for it is not you speaking, but the Holy Spirit. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child. Children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death. Everyone will hate you because of me, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. We have to always walk in forgiveness, but if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive you your sins. Matthew 6:15. We will be sinned against in this way, just like the Bible says, and we will be betrayed by friends, neighbors, family, but we have to forgive them. And there's another verse that says, at that time, many will turn away from the faith and betray and hate each other. That's Matthew 24:10. Now, anyone who loves their father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. Matthew 10:37-39. So love for God is obedience. Of course, you love your family and you provide for them, but you do not disobey Jesus. That includes his word, his commands, because Jesus is the word and Jesus cannot be separated from his word. So you do not disobey Jesus for a short-term, temporal, in the natural benefit for your family. Even if you hear, mommy, I'm hungry, daddy, I'm thirsty, do not buckle and take the mark of the beast to be able to buy food. We, as well as our loved ones, are going to die, and the life permitted to those who do take the mark, it will not be that long. It'll be a miserable time of distress. So we must stand firm. And by the way, the first bowl of wrath, I believe it's the first bowl of wrath, but one of the bowls of wrath is going to be painful, ugly sores all over the body for those who do take the mark. Now, Matthew 25 is a continuation of Matthew 24 and the Olivet Discourse, where Jesus was answering the question, what will be the signs of the times? There were no chapter divisions when the New Testament was written. Those were added later. So the two parables, the parable of the 10 virgins and the parable of the sheep and the goats, there's not time to read everything, but in the parable of the 10 virgins, five or half of them fell away because they did not bring extra oil for their lamps, and their lamps went out. The foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, our lamps are going out. No, they replied, there may not be enough for both us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves. But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later the others came. Lord, Lord, they said, open the door for us. But he replied, truly I tell you, I don't know you. Now he once knew them. They were virgins, but he didn't know them anymore. Now, another thing is, it is our responsibility under grace to keep our lamps burning and to keep watch. And as it said in Luke 12:35, be dressed for, ready for service and keep your lamps burning. See, the parable of the 10 virgins, five were foolish and fell away because they did not keep their lamps burning. In other words, if you're a Christian, do not end up like the five foolish virgins. What happened to them could happen to you. So keep watch over yourself. Don't let your lamp burn out. Clearly, this is a salvation issue and nothing less, since the foolish ones were no longer known by the Lord. And then there's the parable of the sheep and the goats. Jesus says, then he will say to those on the left, depart from me, you who are cursed, into eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you didn't invite me in. I needed clothes, and you didn't clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you didn't look after me. The moral of the story, you're going to have to share your food. You could put some cans and bags and have them ready. It is dangerous to let a stranger in your house, but you could tell them to wait at the bottom of the driveway and leave a bag at the top of the driveway. But this verse applies to the end times and is part of the Olivet Discourse. Now, when you compare the two parables, the meaning of oil from the parable of the virgins cannot be food and life necessaries, considering that the wise virgins refused to share their oil, but the goats who are cast into fire, they refused to share their food. So what does oil mean here? I'm not really sure, but I know it doesn't mean food and clothing. Maintaining your walk with Jesus and in obedience, resisting the devil. And here are some encouraging and warning verses that we need. We need to hear something encouraging now.
Please,
be always on the watch and pray that we'll be able to escape all that is about to happen, and that you'll be able to stand before the Son of Man, Luke 21:39. That prayer is to escape the wrath of God, which comes after the devil's wrath, the great tribulation reset of the distress of those days, Matthew 24:29. God will spare his faithful children from his wrath, but first we must go through the great tribulation. The tribulation is the persecution. That's the devil's wrath.
Sister Olga,
Mark.
Please excuse me.
Now, there were others.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. I hear you.
We are out of time. I have another show, but I can extend 5 more minutes.
Okay, I'm almost done.
Okay.
There were others who were tortured, refusing to be released so that they might gain an even better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were put to death by stoning. They were sawed in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains, living in caves and in holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised, since God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Hebrews 11:35-40. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Matthew 10:28. Do not call conspiracy everything this people calls a conspiracy. Do not fear what they fear, and do not dread it. The Lord Almighty is the one you are to regard as holy. He is the one you are to fear. He is the one you are to dread. Isaiah 8:12-13. Stop regarding man in whose nostrils is breath. For what account is he? Isaiah 2:22. Our days may come to 70 years or 80 if our strength endures, yet the best of them are but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass, we fly away. Psalm 90:10. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. James 4:14. Consider him, Jesus, who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted the point of shedding your blood. Hebrews 12:3-4. We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. Acts 14:22. Therefore, do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweigh them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. 2 Corinthians 4:16-18. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. James 1:14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. John 14:1. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. John 16:33. And after this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. Revelation 7:9. Revelation 7:13-17. Then one of the elders asked me, "These in white robes, who are they, and where do they come from?" I answered, "Sir, you know." And he said, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. They are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits in the throne will shelter them with his presence. Never again will they hunger, never again will they thirst. The sun will not be down on them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe every tear away from their eyes." And that's it.
You did a fantastic job tonight, Sister Olga. Wow.
Thank you.